I've done a lot of canoeing, but it was all short trips here and there, or part of trapping or fishing adventures or camping. But I always had this urge when I'm canoeing that when I see a point, I like to go around the point and see what's beyond it. I've always loved doing that. It's always been exciting. And as people from Minnesota know that who've canoed with me, they tend to get home late that night because I tend to keep going. But yeah, so I did a 300-mile trip in Minnesota 2 years ago on the historic Voyageurs route, which is part of the French trapping historical route that opened up the U.S. and Canada back in the 1600s. So I did 300 miles on that, and I got done with that, and I thought, I got to try something longer. That was too short.
Something longer is kind of an understatement when you compare 300 miles to 5,000. Give us just a recap of where you started and where you ended.
Okay, yeah, I started in Orcas Island, Washington, which is not too far from Bellingham. Came up the Inside Passage to Skagway, and then I crossed over the Chilkoot Trail, over the Chilkoot Pass, into Lake Bennett, down the upper Yukon River, I call it, down to Fort Yukon, and then up the Chandelier River to where it disappears to a trickle, and then from there I portaged over through the bush, over to the Koyukuk River drainage system. Visited my old cabin site, and then down the Koyukuk back to the Yukon River, to the Bering Sea, and then I went south along the Bering Sea coastline about 900 miles to the Kwajalein River, up the Kwajalein River to Lake Iliamna, and then over to Cook Inlet, back to Anchorage.
You must have done something to prepare. You mentioned a 300-mile canoe trip a couple of years ago, but what did you do to prepare for this trip?
I only dreamed up the and got serious about this about a year ago. So it was kind of a mad scramble to find the right equipment to try to do all these different parts of this trip that were all uniquely different, trying to find the same gear that would work for multiple areas. So I did a lot of research on that, found a great canoe called the Kruger Sea Wind, which is made for a very seaworthy boat, which was important on this one. Built really tough, heavy but tough. And then when I got the canoe built, I did about 600 miles of practice in Minnesota last summer before freeze up, and then I was kind of stuck waiting for the spring.
Now you're going back to Minnesota. How, after a 5,000-mile trip where you have obviously tested yourself to the vast extremes of the human body's abilities, what awaits you when you get back to Minnesota now?
I'm not sure where things are going to go from here. I expect just to go back in my old routine probably, but yeah, it's kind of too soon to say. I just getting off the ocean here 2 days ago. It's just a relief to be back on solid ground and seeing people again and eating some good food.
Did you have times you were by yourself? Did you have times that you were afraid that maybe you weren't going to make it, or did things happen that put you in extreme danger at times where maybe it was kind of touch and go as to your survival?
Yeah, there was some moments on the Bering Sea, the Kwajalein River, and Cook Inlet just 3 days ago where things were really difficult. I did capsize four times in the canoe, and each capsize always has a chance of coming out bad, but every time I was able to get back in and continue. There was a few times where I was stuck upside down in the canoe with some real difficult thoughts going through my head, but I got free from the canoe and got out and kept on going.
Are there places along the route that you'll remember as your favorites?
I really enjoyed the Inside Passage, partially because it was probably the beginning of the trip, and I had a lot of pent-up ambitions and just being able to prove myself against the ocean. That was one of my unknowns, was how was I going to be able to handle the ocean in a canoe. So once I got going on that and I found out it was no problem, it was a good feeling. And the scenery on the Inside Passage is spectacular, as a lot of people know.
Well, I probably should have started with this question, but why?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. I don't know, there really is no, I don't have an answer for that one. I just wanted to go on a long canoe trip. And I enjoy exploring, seeing new country. And I did want to get back to the Koyukuk River, where I have a cabin I built back in 1989 as a youth. I went up there and did a solo live off the land trapping adventure of my own for 3.5 or 4 months. So part of it was I always wanted to get back to Alaska and see what became of that.
Do you see yourself undertaking other similar adventures of this distance in the future?
Not sure. At this point, I'm so fresh off of this one that all I want to do is relax and not have to paddle hard every day.
No one else has done what you've just accomplished. Does your family, you're going home to a family wedding, does your family realize the celebrity status that you've achieved, by the way, without hardly any notice at all?
I don't know if they fully understand. I think my family probably does more than most of the people down in the lower 48, because they don't know what Alaska's like and how quick things can turn bad. The Alaskans that I've talked to, they understand and can appreciate what I went through to do this in 1 year. Many of the Alaskans that I talked to before the trip were the most critical of my trip. A lot of them said it wasn't possible. Well, they knew what I was up against.
And you showed them that it was possible.
Yeah, with a little bit of pride, I feel good that I did it.
Well, you are a classically modest Midwesterner, but this is an amazing accomplishment. Do you plan to do some public speaking about it? Are you putting together maybe a program to show to schools? Have you thought about that?
Public speaking is not really my thing, and I didn't want to. Beforehand, I was nothing about, you know, writing a book or making any money off of this thing. It was strictly my own adventure, and whether or not it might change, maybe there's so many people that are putting pressure on me to know more stories and more detail what actually happened and how I did it, that who knows, maybe something will come out of it.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming in. It's an amazing story, an amazing trip. It's really nice to have you in the studio.
Yep, thank you.